What if you've spent a ton of money getting all of this training so that you can do your art, and then you can never get a job doing it? Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at Isolde T on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. I'm going to talk about an interesting topic today, and the topic is, are artists entrepreneurs? And it's a fascinating topic to me because some are very much so, and some aren't, right? This is an interesting thing. Let me actually stop right now and go, what is the definition of an entrepreneur? According to the dictionary, an entrepreneur is a person who organizes and operates a business or businesses, taking on greater than normal financial risks to do so. Okay, so that's an entrepreneur. And let me tell you, in that case, if you're an artist and you ever wanted to make any sort of money with your art, you have to be an entrepreneur by definition. Why? Because every artist is going to spend at least some money on their art, and sometimes a lot of money, before they ever make a penny, right? That's something that's important for us to think about, right? There are people who go to school for their art. They go to fine art schools. They get their MFA, Master's in Fine Art. They might get an MFA in writing. I have a friend who just recently graduated with her MFA in writing, and she's an amazing writer. And hopefully she doesn't have a lot of student debt. But that's something for us to think about, because what if you've spent a ton of money getting all of this training so that you can do your art, and then you can never get a job doing it? And then you are never going to make a penny doing it. What do you do then? And this is a different thing than if we're looking at this from the perspective of someplace like Cuba. And if you're a longtime listener of the show, you know how much I love talking about the fact that in Cuba, artists are workers, right? Being an artist is a job or a career, just like being a plumber, being a doctor, being a teacher, being an architect, being a whatever. You can be an artist. That can be your job. And are there some creative constraints? Yes, there are. In the Soviet Union, the same thing was true. When I was a kid, yes, there were artists, but they were required to make art in a certain way. They were required to dance the ballet, and only the ballet that was approved by the state. So their own ingenuity and their own creative genius was stymied and geared towards a particular direction. So here in the USA and many other countries, we have a lot more freedom to pursue our creative muse in the way we want. But that also means that sometimes you're spending a lot of time, a lot of mental and physical resources to make your art, and then nobody wants to buy it, right? And so that's why so many people were like, well, don't quit your day job, right? That's a big thing that you hear when you want to be an artist, whether it's a musician or a painter or a dancer or a stand-up comedian or a clown, whatever it is. You'll hear that a lot, and a lot of parents have said that to their kids, right? I want you to have a career that will pay you money, and do this other stuff as your side hustle. Do this other stuff as something that you do for fun or maybe a little extra cash, but it's not something that's going to guarantee you any sort of an income. So what I want you to do is have something that you either can fall back on, or that is your main way of earning money, and then you can do your art as your side hustle or for fun or whatever. So to be an artist in this economy, in this paradigm, you need to be an entrepreneur. You need to take on the greater financial burden. Sometimes that's student loans. Sometimes that's investing in microphones and paints and whatever else, stilts, whatever else you need in order to do your art. For me, part of this is microphones so that I can record this podcast. And it's not just the microphone. I have all sorts of other things that I've invested in order to be able to do this podcast, in order to be able to do my music, to make my art, to do my professional speaking, all of those different things. You also have to often invest in school, right? So you're not just out there doing, oh, I'm going to just do my art. You've invested money into it. You've taken the risk that putting this money into your art, into your creativity, will eventually pay off. Now, you might not. You might go, I've studied guitar for the last 25 years, and all I ever want to do is sit in my bedroom and play the most complicated Jimmy Page guitar solos, and I never, ever, ever want to stand up on stage and perform. That is absolutely valid and good for you. If that's what you want, go for it. But if what you want is to take your art and make money off of it, then you have to be entrepreneurial. And the problem with this is the following. Nowadays, to be an entrepreneur, you also have to do your sales, you have to do your marketing, you have to do your outreach, you have to do your social media, you have to do all sorts of things that will, you have to do earned media, all sorts of things that will get people to notice you, make your 4 TikToks a day. I mean, there's so many different rules. Some people hit, some people... DJ Khaled, I think he was he on MySpace? I don't remember exactly where he was, but he did amazing work on whatever platform he was using and was entrepreneurial about it. And now he's a kajillionaire, however much money he has, I don't know. But the point is that he went out there and looked for ways to make money with his art, with his music. And as an artist, if you want to make money on it, you're going to have to be an entrepreneur. You're going to have to invest your mind, your money, your spirit, your hands, everything in order to make that art. So yes, I think an artist is an entrepreneur if that artist wants to be a professional. If you want to do it as an amateur, and amateur is not a bad thing. Amateur means to love what you're doing, right? Ama is the root in Latin, and it is about love. It's about loving what you're doing. So if you want to be an amateur and you never want to make money at it, great. Go do yay. If you want to make this a career or your entire career, then you're going to have to be entrepreneurial. And I don't mean be mercenary. I mean be entrepreneurial. Figure out the ways in which you can make money doing what you love. And I talk about this with Ikigai all the time. It's the intersection of doing what you love, doing what you're good at, doing what the world needs, and doing what the world will pay you for. As an artist, you have to know where those intersect. And that cross section, that place where they intersect, is your purpose, it's your mission, and it is where you can be a successful artist entrepreneur. Alrighty, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I love talking about this stuff. And I love talking about this in groups. If you ever have any sort of, talk about being an entrepreneur, if you ever have any sort of need to discuss this stuff and to explore it with your people about their own artistic temperaments, if you have a group of people who are entrepreneurs and trying to figure out how to be more innovative and more creative, I'm your gal. Contact me, let me know, and we can figure out some way for me to work with your group. I've done this for places like Spotify, I say that a little sotto voce, but yeah, I've talked to them about creativity and mindfulness. I've done it for lots of other organizations and companies where especially tech people, engineers need to have a little bit more space, need to have a little bit more ability to be mindful and to be curious. I'm your gal. So get in touch with me. You can find me at Isolde T just about everywhere. I would love to talk to you about that. I think it would be really fun and really wonderful for us to work together. All right, until next time, I remind you, as always, to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.